Hi, everyone. This is Rico and Tony. We're the Altieri Brothers, and welcome to the Art of Hair podcast. For the last four decades, we have been hair industry leaders as salon owners, celebrity hairstylists, platform artists, educators, and mentors in the awesome world of professional beauty.
Our mission is to inspire and motivate you to become the best hairdresser, the best artist, and the best person that you can be. It's time to reach for the stars. Let ourselves dream and then turn those dreams into reality.
This is your time right now. So
let's do this. Hey, Rico, what's up, babe?
What's happening, Tony?
Okay, so on our last podcast, we sort of went through a little bit of our history. We gave a little bit of our credits and just sort of laying the outline out for the oncoming podcast that we've got available for you. Today is part two. And what we really want to focus on today is the mindset, which I think is extremely important for all. What do you think, Rico?
Yeah, the mindset. I think mindset is almost everything, no matter what you do in life, you know, no matter what your job is or what your passions are. I think your mindset has so much to do with it, especially nowadays with this COVID that we're all going through and the shutdowns that all of us hairdressers are having to endure. And it's a confusing time, but you got to stay strong and you got to sort of keep your mind and your eye on the prize. So as far as I'm concerned, I want to talk really about sort of our mindset and our big break and how they all sort of came together, or one sort of begot the other. So, Tony, don't you think that when we signed with Matrix that we got a mindset, and then we continued that mindset for the whole time we were with that company? Why don't you talk about what that mindset?
Definitely our big break was definitely with Matrix Essentials. It just sort of came out of left field. You know, we were partially involved with platform work, and we were doing a couple shows a year for KMS. I would say about a half a dozen, just the bigger shows. And we were doing a really large show in Texas for Armstrong McCall, which is just an awesome distributor. And it just sort of happened, you know, out of the blue. And we got contacted by the president of Matrix Essentials. We didn't even know who he was. We didn't even know what a Matrix was. We thought it was, you know, a movie or something like that. But before we knew it, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And we were contracted for 4 years, and we had four contracts at 4 years. So there you go. 16 years of phones ringing in our ears constantly. But that was definitely our big break. And that's really what put us to the next level, because we really had to step up. We were with the big boys on the road, and we were the new kids on the block.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because when you bring that up, I want to talk about the fact that for a while we were like despised in the industry because we had a style that sort of disrupted everybody. We looked at doing platform work and being on stage as, you know, you can't teach anybody anything. You can't relate and share your passion with people unless they're paying attention to you. So we sort of invented this show that was extremely high energy and very radical, hair flying everywhere, really sexy models on stage, women and men. So for a while, the status quo people in the industry sort of didn't like what we were doing, but it was fun for us. And that's why we did it.
Well, you know, when we first hit the road, you know, it was called Altieri Power Hair for a reason. And then after, you know, we stopped doing that many sessions on the road, it went to the Altieri Brothers, and that's how we opened our salons and so on and so forth.
Yeah. So, you know, back in those days, we were just kind of pursuing excellence one day at a time, honing our craft as hairdressers, honing our craft as platform artists, a slow and steady growth year by year, really with the focus to become the best platform artists in the industry. And, you know, some say that we achieve that goal, some say that we don't, and that's okay. I know that one thing that I had fun, and it was really worthwhile to me because I got to relate and meet all these amazing hairdressers every weekend in different cities everywhere, and just loved them all. And, you know, have a soft spot in my heart for hairdressers. They're great people, and that was the best part of the job.
Oh, are you kidding? Best part of our job. I mean, I don't even think I could have written a better job for you and I for that amount of time. I mean, it was hard work. We all know that. It was dedication. It took a lot of energy. And, you know, we'd only have a couple days in between shows to sort of regroup and repower, because we were right back in the same arena every single weekend. How many shows did we do a year, Rico?
I think, well, we were contracted for 100 days every year. So that means I think we probably did
42.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, and those days didn't even include travel days. That was in our contract. So it was like just days actually on stage, 100 days. So that's a lot.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving weekend, you couldn't book a show in the States, but you could sure book one in Europe.
Yeah.
Wherever we were going, they were taking us.
Yeah. But, you know, how fortunate were we? It was so amazing. It was
a ride of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was great. But, you know, we're on to a new ride now, too. So The industry has undertaken a big change. And when that industry changed, kind of simultaneously, it was time for us to leave Matrix and go in a new direction. What had happened is the industry was consolidating. So companies were buying other companies, distributors were buying other distributors, and then the move to online purchasing of hair care came about. So everything changed. And it's happened in so many industries, but everything changed, right, Tom?
Oh, God. I mean, it's like it literally turned a 360-degree turn. Shows are sort of a thing of the past. And it's really too bad because the hairdressers really look forward to these shows. They really look forward to uniting, getting together, sharing the energy of being, you know, a professional hairdresser. You know, we would do shows from, I mean, Jacob Javits in New York. That was an annual show every March, and there'd be over 100,000 hairdressers there. We would do 4, 5, 6 shows a day for 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It was
There was about six or seven shows like that each year in different places that were perennials that every year we would be there. But, you know, times change and you got to go with the times. So we're into, at this point in our career, we're into our own independent education. And we had an explosion of our own independent education. We started producing and putting together shows. We called them satellite shows. And what they were is we would put about 200 to 250 people each week into a hotel ballroom and share with them. We would do demonstrations and then we would finally break out in a hands-on cutting class. And we had about 10 teachers that would come in with us. So even though it was large, everybody got a lot of attention, but it was cool. It was like, something different and something new, but we touched a lot of hairdressers that way too. So that was fun. You know, satellite education weekly was great for us. We had big audiences. They were hungry for education because at that time, the big companies, the manufacturers were really not putting that much emphasis or money into educating hairdressers anymore because there was a new way of selling. And that new way of selling was online, you know, virtual. And so people were craving that education, but now more than ever, it's needed again.
For a while there, we were putting a lot of focus towards the cosmetology schools, working with the Paul Mitchell, the school, local cosmetology schools nationwide. And then we really focused on California. And that, you know, we really grazed and we really groomed hundreds and hundreds of hairdressers that are, I'm sure, doing very, very well right now.
Simultaneous to us producing and promoting our own independent educational venues, we both opened two new salons, I should say. And that was amazing to connect back with working behind the chair. How do you feel about that time? Was it something that you liked?
Well, you know, believe it or not, when I went back and started doing hair full-time in the salon again, it really honed and crafted my art one more time. I mean, you know, I got away from really everyday salon work, doing show work only. But, you know, when you're dealing with the client, and once again, a total different mindset, dealing with the client and dealing with an audience. It's just actually a smaller, but your clients are also your audience.
Yeah.
And you need to really, first of all, be very grateful that you've got clients. Clients are the most important thing. If you're without clients, there's no business. So I've seen the best hairdresser in the world with no clients. I've seen, you know, the not so talented hairdresser with hundreds and hundreds of clients. So it's the way that you interact with your clients. So believe it or not, it's all one package that you have to dissect and make sure that you once again get in the mindset to take care of all those situations to make your clients look and feel better.
Yeah. And it's like a whole different thing, like you're saying, but to me, it was extremely rewarding. What I loved about it was just not connecting back with clients and every day doing a lot of hair. And like you said, really your skills like really improve. You know, the more hair you do, the better you get. That's for sure. And then I loved mentoring all the people that were working with us. And
you mean our assistants and so on and so forth, watching them grow.
Yeah. Watching
I mean, that's
grow.
Funny. Just right before we started this podcast, I got a phone call from, I think I've had at least 30 assistants in my career that I've honed and trained. But I just got off the phone with a gal named Allie Sorrow. She was my assistant for almost a year and a half, on point, fantastic hairdresser. And right now she managed my salon for 10 years. And right now she's just going to the salon to pick up everything because we're closing down.
Right. That's right.
So she's picking all of her gear so she can do hair at home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough right now, but you know what? We're all going to make it through it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to come out just fine.
Yep.
And you just got to keep on going. And by the way, Allie, love her to death, amazing hairdresser. And you said she was probably one of your top assistants you've ever had. She became
manager of
your salon in Los Angeles. And she was like family and incredible. And
well,
now she's out on her own. So we wish her the best.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you know,
it's hard. It's hard when you groom these people because you know someday they're gonna leave you, but that's part of it. You just gotta let them go.
Part of the growth.
And help them. You know, help them get to that.
She started with me when she was 17. So, you know, she's 31 right now. So count the years how long she was with our business.
Yeah. But, you know,
once again, talking about Allie, you know, I was looking down the list of the celebrity hairstylists that we've got that we're going to be interviewing through the next couple of weeks. And I saw Q's name.
Yeah, Q, Quothia Wolf, who was one of my assistants at the salon and an amazing, amazing, talented girl, colorist extraordinaire, unbelievable. And, you know, really proficient at everything. Cutting, styling, you name it. But she's all talk about mindset. That's why we're gonna interview her and we're gonna share with you guys the keys to her success. And I think one of those keys is definitely her mindset.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a thing that she can't do. I remember she was our educational coordinator for about 3 years. We would just tell her, Q, we need 15 models for the show this weekend. And could you make that happen? And bam, we would have 15 great models.
Colored,
there,
primo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There to interview. Then we would break down and we'd collaborate on the color, and she would work on the color with us, and just amazing. And then she started doing her Instagram, and as an influencer, she has gained incredible traction. And that's another thing that a lot of hairdressers want to know about today is how do you hone your Instagram game? Anyway, we'll save that for what's to come, and look out for, you know, we have some really great guests, and we're happy. A lot of people are signing on to do this with us, and we're really lucky. So that brings us to, Tony, to right now, our newest adventure, and that is our product line.
Oh, God. It's something so special. I mean, I can't talk much about it because it just speaks for itself. It's called Altieri, The Art of Hair. It's awesome. Our manufacturers... fantastic. He's on point with his ingredients. The performance level is through the roof.
And now let's talk about our brand new endeavor. We've been working that product line up for about a year, but now we're into our brand new endeavor, and that is our podcast. So it'll be a great way to connect with all the hairdressers.
The thing I love about podcasts, it's just a vehicle for hairdressers to sort of come together.
Don't you think that's needed nowadays?
Dude, every hairdresser in Los Angeles is shut down. Orange County, Los Angeles, they want to do hair. What else better than a podcast, you know, communication?
And talk about I think that we put this, well, we've already told everybody why we put this podcast together, and that is basically just to share and learn from hairdressers and share what we know and create a community.
A community. It's a hell of a word right there. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Hair community.
Yeah, I think it's needed more than ever now because in some ways it's changed so much and just like life for everybody has changed. And I'm not just talking about COVID. I'm talking life across the board. Everybody's more segregated and sort of alienated from each other. And everybody's trying to get, you know, to where they're going and everything moving fast. And, you know, the education in the industry has been sort of taken out because these companies want to try to bypass that step so they can save money. So, and just sell, you know, direct. So, you know, how everything thing is gone. And so we're trying to bring back some of that community, the hairdresser community. And we're going to group with a couple awesome outlets for our products as well. So we'll create the community and then we'll have a couple great places where they can go to buy the products, but we'll do the education. We're going to do all the education online in our podcast, on YouTube. We're going to have subscription, virtual content that people can get involved with. So we're going to take it to that next level. We're going to take it to where it needs to be for this day and age.
Okay. It was nice. It was a good talk today. I really enjoyed myself today. I really felt a lot of good things.
Yeah. So for show notes, transcripts, and places that will air our podcast, go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and just about any hosting.
And you can get back onto our website at Altieri, The Art of Hair. And we should have everything set up there for you. So,
and at Altieri, The Art of Hair on Instagram. It's been great talking with you guys today. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning into the Art of Hair podcast with the Altieri brothers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For full show notes, full transcripts, and resources to help you become the best, visit us at
AltieriTheArtOfHair.com. And you can also find us on Instagram at AltieriTheArtOfHair.